Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalbin.
Hey!
Yeah!
What's up, everybody?
Walter White over here.
Good Breaking Bad reference.
Yep, oh, a cough.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Spoilers.
Stop doing that.
I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Boothman. And guys, as you know, we always like to start our podcast recording off with a visual joke.
Yep.
So you guys can really get it at home. Justin is wearing new eyeglasses this week.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm part of you. I'm cool with you guys.
Now,
you
on
guys
the show,
you're a fake nerd.
On the show, we've talked about you know, the dichotomy between Clark Kent and Superman. Quite
certainly,
a bit. Right, and everybody's always like, "Come on, Superman, Clark Kent, how would people not recognize him just because he's wearing glasses?"
Right.
What happened to you at the dumpling place right before the show?
Not real.
I was ordering dumplings across the street, and Pete walked. I was wearing these glasses. Pete walked in, walked right past me.
I wasn't even looking.
My secret identity
I wasn't
preserved.
Looking.
Nope.
If I had looked at you and then kept walking,
you're
that would have been
just
different.
Just another Metropolis chump.
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous. You can't pin that on me. I wasn't even looking in your direction.
Well, you weren't because I was
that's
in disguise.
That's how invisible you
that's
are.
How, exactly. That's how invisible I am because I'm in disguise.
You know what?
Do you even know it's me under here the whole time?
Can I mention something? I was also in the dumpling place, but you guys didn't recognize me because I was ordering like this.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Creepy.
Great. That's really creepy. Is that another Breaking Bad impression?
Yeah, I'm Jesse Pinkman.
Cool. Very zeitgeisty.
Yeah. Thank you for taking
speaking
those
of
off.
The zeitgeist, we're glad to have these guys back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the always awesome Chimney Brothers!
Yeah! Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Come on up,
welcome to the show.
Come on up.
And by that, we mean come on down.
No, they're coming up on stage.
Hello, everybody.
Down like
hello.
The race is right.
We'll figure that out later. Guys, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. Very excited to have you here.
Yes, we're very excited to be here. I'm excited to be back. Yeah.
Yay. So what's been going on? You guys have been working on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Are you guys still twins?
Yes, that hasn't changed.
You don't grow out of that eventually?
What?
I feel like you only
see... No, but I'll tell you what. Bob is the older twin by 8 minutes.
But not this year.
But not this year. Our birthday was this past summer, and he was in California. So my birthday happened 4 hours sooner, and all of a sudden, I'm the older twin.
3 hours.
3 hours.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Almost four.
Yeah. I mean, you can see the age in his face.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Thank you. It's hard living.
Yeah, East Coast living is hard living.
So let's talk about that book that you guys have right over there.
All right. I brought this.
Yeah, Bobby Draw, another visual thing for our podcast.
Yeah, this is an art book that I'm selling at conventions and stuff. And I brought it along because it includes a short story called Goblin Hood, which is now available on Comixology.
Oh, here, I'll be the showgirl. Hold on.
Yeah, you be Vanna for me.
Oh, here we go.
Wow. It's in the beginning.
Yeah, it's in the beginning.
Sorry, I got distracted by the squirrel girl.
Oh, there's a squirrel girl in there.
Also,
you know,
some great
Vanna
He-Man
White
stuff.
Doesn't offer a lot of commentary when she's turning the letters around, Alex.
You guys like letters? You want some more letters?
That's not what
come
Vanna
on. I want to hear it. You guys want letters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What
Vanna
a,
White.
What a great Vanna White.
That was great. So here's Goblin Hood is now available on Comixology. And then in the back of the book is the zero issue.
That's a mammoth butt.
You got to turn the page. Of,
no, the butt of a mammoth.
It is.
That's good. That's
woolly.
A,
yeah, the woolly one, kind. The zero hairy mammoth butt. Sorry.
Are we done now? The zero issue of Detectobot is also in the book, so I brought that. And Detectobot is coming out through Monkey Brain on Comixology.
Yes, the zero issue is, there's a zero issue for free, and then the first issue came out.
And it's a buck.
And it's a buck.
So that's a great deal. I hate to ask this. What's the idea of Detectobot?
Well,
it's about a giant squid.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
A giant squid who loves martinis.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
that's
a dandy.
The last shot when you're filming something.
Well, actually, that's not what it's about.
It's,
great,
that's not,
great knowledge there. Real Hollywood. You heard California, you knew to say.
And action.
Actually, it's about a robot detective.
Oh, okay. You gave it away. Nice. You gave it away. Great. I'm sorry, guys. You don't have to read it now.
Well, talk a little bit about working with Monkey Brain. I think we had a couple of people on it before they even launched. We had a couple of people a year later. And now it's a while on, and it's still going strong. What's your experience been like?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same story as all the other Monkey Brain people in that it's a great experience. There's
he's crying. Sorry, guys. He's crying.
Well, why don't we talk about how we got involved with it?
How we got involved with it?
Yeah. All
right. I met Chris Roberson at Comic-Con, and he was telling me about Monkey Brain, and he asked me if I wanted to have a comic at through Monkey Brain, and I said, "Hex, yeah,
wow, yeah, that's all we want."
Yeah,
that's
but the working relationship is great.
That's
they
the
really
deal
give
making
me
right there.
It's that what? Easy.
Yep.
You just sometimes have to... it is, and you know what? But you know what? To preface, after Zuda closed its doors, we struggled for a long time to get something off the ground. We had multiple pitches that fell flat, and for a while, it was looking like we might never appear on Comic Book Club Live again.
Oh, come on. Don't say things like that.
God.
Yeah.
You're always welcome as long as you have a project to plug. And that's
but then Chris Roberson comes along.
And he's like, would you like a project to plug so that you could go back on Comic Book Club Live?
That's what he started calling right away.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, we need some guests. Yeah. Bad.
Go sell some comics.
That's
right. And that's how the comic industry works.
Yep, exactly.
So you have, I'm sorry, Goblin Hood is the other one.
Yeah, yes. Goblin Hood we submitted through the creator submit thing on Comixology.
Yes.
How was your experience with that? I'm curious. A lot of people are sort of talk about that.
It was super easy. I just followed the link, and then I uploaded the comic and typed in a description, and then it went up like a month later.
That does sound very easy.
Well, you know, Goblin Hood was something we developed for something else. Another one of those things that never happened.
Yeah, it was going to be on the Double Feature app originally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just kind of stopped updating that.
And then...
Internet is not trustworthy.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Is this PG? Is this PG?
No.
You can swear. Do whatever you want.
I am the evil twin.
We're going to be showing off our tits.
You're not allowed to say shit.
You can tell by the beard.
Yeah.
Fuck, I said shit.
So... Anyway, so it never actually went up on that.
Right, so we had Goblin Hood, and no one was going to read it. Nothing was going to happen with it. So we submitted it to Comixology.
Yep.
And now people are seeing it. And we went to Baltimore Comic Con. Comic Con, not long after Goblin Hood debuted. And can you tease
what Goblin Hood is for people who might want to download it?
It's Robin Hood with monsters.
It's about a detective robot.
Yeah, it's basically the tale of Robin Hood, except they're all monsters
with punny names. It's for kids.
Yeah,
young.
Nice. So it's a magical kind of fairy tale take on the.
I think we could
Robin
say
Hood
you're
legend.
You're great at naming your comics after what they are.
Yes.
Well, that's
we strive to do.
Yeah. Great
now,
titling.
Not to get too dark on you guys or anything, but if you did,
But I just committed a crime last night. I committed a crime.
I can't get the blood off my hands.
Do you want us to help you dig a hole?
Yeah, that would be great. I wanted to ask if you guys have a shovel. Do you have a shovel so we can dig a hole? You reached that point where you thought, all right, we're never, ever going to make comics again. This is it. We're done for. How did you push through that? How did you keep on making them anyway?
Partially by not thinking that way.
Actually, we never actually stopped making comics. We were always making comics. It's
right.
Just this is the first time we have someone like publishing the comic we make instead of doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, we have our Twin Comics is our brand.
Mm, right.
Yes.
We have
Makes
our website,
sense.
Which is www.twincomics.com.
You don't even need the W's. It can just be.
You know what? Leave
comics.
Out the W's. You don't need them.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I just want to specify http://.
There's two slashes. Don't forget the second slash.
Or the colon.
.twincomics.com.
Never forget the colon.
You got to press return at the end, by the
right.
way. Just so you activate the website.
You can actually add a slash at the end if you want to, but it's
add a bunch of stuff. It's like how on a phone you can dial as many numbers as you want after you finish the phone number.
Well, anyway. we threw Goblin Hood up
tech
there.
Tech corner with Justin.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to try and get this back on.
Yeah, please. Yeah. For the love of God, try.
We threw Goblin Hood up there, and we got some feedback like almost immediately from fans at Baltimore Comic Con. And we thought, you know what? That's pretty good. And we have a whole lot of comics that we've been working on over the years just because we don't stop. We always make comics, even if no one's buying them.
Nice. Yeah.
So now we're like, let's throw some more shit up on Comixology.
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
Yeah, so like over 2014.
It's a great idea, Pete. Let's do that.
We've discussed this. We're gonna just throw a whole bunch of comics, maybe like 12 or more, up on Comixology.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Cool. I think that's a great strategy. In the new modern internet, this is not, I'm not joking. And the way it works now is if you just create as much as possible, We've been doing this show for 7 years almost.
Well, I think.
Look at us now.
We have a.
I don't believe you because you're not wearing your glasses.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Now you put them back.
Put those on.
Hey, you guys want to come see my band?
Absolutely.
It's a Weezer cover band, but we don't play Weezer songs. You should come check it out.
We just wear sweaters that are a little bit unraveled.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's about knitting a sweater is the song we do.
Cool. Let's talk more about this and less about comics. So what else, you guys? What else do you have coming up?
Well, we have an ongoing project where every week or so I'm posting a new drawing on my art blog, which is a Tumblr blog. I think it's btimony.tumblr.com.
Or you can just go to twincomics.com.
Or you can go there, too.
There's a link, a hyperlink. Yep. Which you can follow.
Anyway, it's a Monster Pinup Girls series. So every week or so, I'm drawing a new Monster Pinup Girl.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've checked it out.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Cool. So the plan is...
What is the plan, Bob?
Well, towards the end, when I get a bunch of Monster Pinup Girls...
Say 54 of them.
Let's say 54 of them. Then we're going to do a deck of cards... Girls, and maybe a nice art book.
I was say, 54, what is that? Do they know how many weeks are in a year?
I might try and kickstart it.
We have a couple Jokers,
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
right. Jekyll and Hyde are the Jokers.
Cool.
Very cool.
Well, awesome. Yeah. That sounds great. Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stats.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. We always like to call it that.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we should change it up.
Yeah, I know. I think people guess to see if they notice a difference.
Yeah, first we're going to kick it off with Pete's pick, Deadpool number 17
from
Marvel Comics. Now, Pete, you're a big Deadpool fan.
Yep.
You like this comic?
I do.
You want to talk about it?
Sure. So this is a really hilarious issue. It's the last couple issues before this have gotten a little dark. This issue is a lot of fun, a lot of butt kicking, some really hilarious moments. There's one part where Deadpool is shooting people and he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare an actual war. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, it was.
There's a lot of sad things in here, too.
Yeah, they brush over some sad stuff.
I disagree on the brushing.
I mean, they mention it real quickly, but then they start fighting, so everything's okay.
So very quickly, what's the plot of this particular issue?
Deadpool has gone to North Korea, and there's a bunch of clones.
Sounds fun already.
Yeah. That's a real place, Pete.
What?
In the real world, and it's sort of a fraught region. You should check out the news.
Okay. Best Korea.
Yeah. And so he shows up there. There's a bunch of clones being made of using his DNA and DNA of the X-Men. Right. Captain America and Wolverine, the real ones are there. And all these other X-Men
characters. The real ones?
The real ones, guys.
What?
Not the ones you see at the mall?
No. Hugh Jackman.
That's
it's
cool.
The real Wolverine.
Did they say hi to you?
We have sort of a thing. I have a
let them go on with the description.
I'd rather
not. So they fight... Captain America and Wolverine are so mean to Deadpool. Out of this whole issue, I'm like, what? He keeps saying, I just needed help. And they're like, yeah, well, we're busy and all this.
And you're crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was, I didn't like that. It made
maybe
me
he smells
feel bad
funny.
For Deadpool. Yeah. What?
Maybe he smells funny. You don't get that from the comic, you sniff it.
He does. He's a decomposing man.
Yep. Or maybe we're only reading what Deadpool is hearing.
You're right. We're only getting Deadpool's side of the story.
So you think they're really saying, I love you, Deadpool.
Right, and he just interprets it madly wrong.
Yep.
Right.
I was going to say maybe Deadpool did a bunch of weird stuff, and he just left it out of his story.
Totally. Yeah. This issue and this comic is great. I think we talked about this on the show before, but I felt like with the first arc where they were re-killing the dead presidents of the United States, it got a little silly. It was fun. It was over the top. It was enjoyable, but it didn't really go any deeper. This is going way deep.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah.
Completely deep and keeping the humor at the same time. Mm-hmm. This is an excellent Deadpool run.
It's very good. And is this, correct me if I'm wrong, sort of an homage to that Uncanny X-Men arc with Captain America, Black Widow, and Wolverine from back in the day?
Nope.
Oh, I was very much reminded of it.
There's three characters in it?
Well, no, it takes place in... And that was during World War II. It's got two staples.
Yeah.
No, it takes place in North Korea, very, like, real-world location. World War II is when the original one was. Yeah, tonally, it's very similar, where it's
they have a
combination.
Real good flashback to that in this comic, so maybe that's why.
I don't think that's true either, but...
No, the first page is a flashback.
True, but that's not to... to what I was
he never
about.
Starts on the first page. So.
I always start in the middle.
All flashbacks are to the same point.
Yeah. Great, just like Lost.
I'm actually going to point out before we go that this comic is drawn by and colored by some friends of mine, Declan Shalvey and Jordy Belair.
Nice.
And you should pick up this comic, if only because it's drawn and colored by really cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the art is
great. Art is amazing,
it's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Great book. Definitely pick it up. Let's move on with Justin's pick, Sex Criminals, number one from Image Comics.
Yeah, as soon as I got these glasses, I started being really into sex. So.
What?
What's it like?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you guys off mic. It's great!
So talk about Sex Criminals. What do you like about them?
So this book by Matt Fraction.
Oh, it. What do you like about it? I'm
about
sorry.
The book or sex itself?
No.
I'll try to pepper that in as I go. This is by Matt Fraction. And
so you pepper it in?
Yeah, you just pepper it.
Oh, my God.
Alex, no, says the everyone in the audience and at home. This book by Matt Fraction, Chip Zdarsky, it's been sort of advertised a lot lately, and I was like, oh, it's a lot of hype. Is it going to live up? And I thought it was really good. It's about a girl that finds out when she first starts not even having sex, I guess, just like
masturbating,
having an orgasm that she can stop time for a while. And it's about her life. It's about her sort of sexual growth, I guess you could say.
Awakening.
And awakening, great. Sort of a pervy way to say it, but that's cool.
No, awakening. Yeah, that's cool. A pervy way of saying it.
Well, that's how your voice sounds normally, too.
Blossoming. Can we say blossoming?
Blossoming.
Yeah, it's like a blossoming. It's like an episode of Blossom. And then she meets a man, falls in love, I think, and then it turns out he has the same power.
Yeah.
And then they rob banks. So it's like a pretty crazy comic, but it's really unique territory, and it's well-written, and I like the art as well.
Now, Justin, does that always happen after sex? Do you rob a bank immediately after? Is that how it works?
I like to rob a bank before.
You rob the sperm bank.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. No,
right?
You break into a sperm bank and make a deposit. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Did you guys review this comic yet?
Yeah. Nope. I like this book just fine. I think, like you said, there's a lot of hype for it. Love Matt Fraction. Love Chip Zdarsky. Great team working on this. Really love the ideas in here, too.
But I feel a butt coming on.
But as a whole, it felt a little... I want to say this without using Matt Fraction's name, but it's a little fractured. That's what I did want to say. No, it is. I mean, it jumps all over in time, and occasionally I found it a little hard to follow.
She's stopping time.
Yeah, she's stopping time.
Right.
And also, thank you for not pointing out that I said hard to follow or anything like
that. Hey, I'm a mature man.
Yeah.
As I said.
Yeah, wears fake glasses.
It's a very good book. I'm looking forward to seeing where it's going, but I was not totally 100% in love with this issue.
I enjoyed it very much. I thought the art was amazing. I liked the writing. I thought it was great. I was a little confused, and I thought it was just – I didn't know the time was stopping. I just thought she felt euphoric after she would rub one out. So that's what I thought was happening.
Another great
Where do you have that power and you don't know it?
Yeah.
You didn't get that she was stopping time?
I did not get it. It was just a lot of lights, and I was like, oh, man, she really...
I will say,
Pete's used to
lights. Your point, it's a tough thing to show time stopping in a comic book.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what the lights are for.
You're wrong, though, but it's tough.
Okay, fine. Call me wrong.
Next time you guys have any questions about Sex Criminals or just sex or just criminals, call me and I'll explain the rest of it.
Okay. Did you think it turned into a Dazzler comic? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
Sex Dazzler.
Sex. Yeah.
She turned sex into colors.
I will say this book also has a very good sense of humor.
Yes.
There's a whole sequence where somebody's describing what sex is to the main character as a kid. And the sex positions they describe are ridiculous.
Yeah,
I found this to be completely documentary textbook.
Sure. What's it like to have sex with somebody's hair?
Weird. Messy.
Things
clean.
Can get hairy.
Oh,
Bob, no.
All right, we're going to move on with my pick. Young Avengers number 10 from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Now, I hope you guys are all reading this book because it is awesome. Jamie McKelvey and Kieran Gillen working together... Again, for like the 15th time or whatever.
Again,
but
friends.
They, every single issue and every single time they work together, they innovate how a comic book is put together, and it's kind of insane.
Okay.
In this issue.
Explain this to me, because I read it three times.
There's a character called Mother, who's an interdimensional entity who is summoned by the Young Avengers due to the machinations of Loki.
Uh-huh.
And she eats words.
Right.
She turns bloody.
Yeah, she eats words, she eats ideas, she consumes essences, and she's looking to take over and destroy the world. The only reason she's trapped in her own dimension is because the Young Avengers have left home. In this issue, we see Loki going to her home dimension, interacting with her. We get Loki's sometimes bow, sometimes enemy from Journey into Mystery, Leah. And as a huge fan of Kieran Gillen's run on Journey into Mystery, it is both great and heartbreaking to see her back here. And I think that characterizes the entire book. You get incredible characters throughout, huge payoff moments, and so much gut-wrenching.
Yeah. All right. So Loki's talking to some crazy person.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden there's an intervention. Like, what the hell was that?
Oh, okay. So meanwhile, back in the real world, Leah is pretending to be a therapist for one of the Young Avengers who Hulkling. Has...
Hulkling.
Is his name Teddy?
Yeah.
Teddy. Who has come to believe that his boyfriend, Wiccan, may have created him through magic. But he has no way of finding
or
out.
Or is making him fall, be in love with him.
Right, either way. So Leah takes him to a support group for young superheroes who are in love with other superheroes and don't know what to do about it. And it's great. It's all these weird, obscure characters from around the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Again, great ideas throughout.
And I'd like to point, as a comic book artist, I would have loved to draw this issue because there are no backgrounds.
Yeah, it is. It's very...
Yeah, Mother's Dimension is all white.
A lot of
blank.
White backgrounds.
I guess that would have been also fun to color because there's no backgrounds.
Yeah, totally. This is a great comic.
So you just like it because there's not a lot of work involved.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to get the same page rate, but you don't have to draw any backgrounds.
Man, it's all about the money.
And it's not that he didn't draw the backgrounds because he's lazy. It's just because there are no backgrounds.
Okay, if you get one of those pages that are a slow zoom in to planet Earth, do you get excited about that?
No.
No.
Right. Planet Earth's hard to draw, man. There's continents.
Earth, yeah.
Clouds.
You got to get them right.
What do you get excited about drawing?
What? Pretty girls.
Pretty girls.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I like drawing them. Because they're pretty.
What makes a girl pretty?
Oh, boy.
Her smile.
Oh. Her smile.
Oh.
So for a moment, I was proud of
him. Why couldn't you just draw any nice smile?
Yeah, well, Bob. I do.
Yeah, you can draw a bunch of disembodied smiles.
The great thing about this smile is there's
you need
no
the
face
eyes
attached.
Yeah.
No face at all.
Yeah, all
easy
I want
to color,
a girl
too.
Is teeth and lips.
Oh, boy.
And eyes. Don't forget the eyes.
Stop.
Yeah, stop.
No teeth.
Please
no
stop.
Teeth.
Please stop.
You're exercising too many of your fetishes at once.
I'm sorry. I'm a sex criminal.
So
don't you like that?
I know you love this comic, but didn't you think it was kind of all over the place for one comic?
Nope.
All right.
It is dense. It is a dense comic, and you have to sort of know a lot of these characters both in the book and outside of it. But I think it is very satisfying. I was saying earlier, it feels sort of like a weird British television show at different points. Like, it has a lot of different tones to it, which I like as well.
All right.
So
I got lost, and then I was like, I had no fucking idea what was real and what wasn't. And if
hey, that's your life, man.
Were you also confused by the first comic? Because...
What
kind of?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
All right. That's it for the
staff. Woo-hoo!
Guys, now it's time for your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to Boothman.
Boothers?
They would say this would be your favorite section because they make it up.
That's all right.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a different favorite section?
I have a new favorite section.
Oh,
see if you can guess what my favorite section is and win my treasure.
What's Boothman. Your treasure?
You are.
Oh. Wait, that's weird.
Because he has such a pretty smile, right?
Oh, what's going on? Okay, who created Captain Marvel, the DC one?
Whoa. We rarely get quiz questions. And I'll tell you why, because we don't know
he's
a lot about that
he's
stuff.
Got it?
That was C.C. Beck, right?
Somebody Google Beck. That quick.
I don't know.
C.C. Beck?
Right. Yeah, baby.
I'll go with
Beck.
That.
C.C. Beck. I don't know.
I believe it was the Wizard Shazam.
Great. That's a great answer. It is weird how many, like, the word Marvel, did they not have as many words back in the, like, 60s?
Yeah, they just had two, Captain and Marvel.
Yeah, because there are a lot of Captain Marvels in the old comic book world.
Yeah.
That was what called the Google vamp. I was talking while everyone's Googling.
Yeah,
everyone
what is,
in the audience
what's
is Googling. How many people are on Bing, real quick? Raise your hand.
I was right. It was actually created by C.C. Beck and Bill Parker. I left out Bill Parker, Bob.
Don't forget Bill Parker.
Hang your head in shame. Sorry, Bill Parker.
Man, he was like, call him Captain Marvel.
Bill Parker got Bill fingered.
Not just Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh.
They used to
great.
Call him
raise
Parker.
Your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics.
All right.
Let's get the next question.
Oh, no. They've lost the rest of the season of S.H.I.E.L.D. and scripts and everything.
Oh, no.
That's terrible news.
I know. I was just handed
signed this. Joss Whedon.
Yeah. You have to plan out the rest of the season right now. So do it, you
great,
big jerks.
Great question.
Cool. So at first, they kind of are not really working really well together as
right.
a team.
Yep.
But after they go on a bunch of adventures and encounter some supervillains, usually like B or C listers that you sort of know for the Marvel Universe, but maybe are really accessible.
Don't forget
outside.
To drop a lot of references.
Right, and you drop
so
a lot of references.
You would do it just like they are going to do it.
Yep. Right. And then at the like end, they all die.
Well, after a Nick Fury cameo, I think.
Before yeah, that that's right later tonight, probably.
Or maybe mid-season.
Yeah.
What, tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, the rumor is that Sam Jackson is going to be at the end of the second episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cool.
We're going to watch it right after this show.
Yeah, so you should hang out.
Hang out.
And if you guys are listening at home, you can download our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. commentary podcast that we're posting as a bonus right after you listen
bonus.
To this. Don't stop listening to this.
I think they should do, at the end of every episode, Sam Jackson just shows up for a little
I
bit.
I need to ask my wife's permission. Wife, can we watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with these guys?
Is this really happening?
Oh, boy. Yeah. This is the most awkward thing that's ever happened.
Well, wait, what if she says no?
Yeah, I know.
Then I leave.
That's going to... Guys, I'm sorry, you have to go.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have to leave because I don't need to ask my wife's permission.
Well,
now,
if
she says
what would you
no,
guys
then...
want to see happen on the rest of the season?
Well, I'm worried that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to follow a sort of heroes arc where it's going to be like everyone's going to like really come together and then it's going to be just bad.
Here's what I think. I think there's a pretty good chance one of them is going to turn bad.
Yep.
Ooh,
I think,
that.
In fact, Sky the hacker,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling like she's actually a bad guy.
No,
well, she started,
too obvious.
That'd be too easy because she was like the bad guy in the first episode. Sort of.
But she wasn't really the bad guy. I think
she kind of was.
She was like an like, evil blogger.
Here's what's really going to happen.
Ooh.
No, Coulson's the bad guy.
Coulson's the bad guy.
Coulson's the bad guy. He's
he
undead.
Know yet.
Yeah. No, come on. Don't
Coulson's,
say that about
Coulson.
Coulson's
going to be a robot, right?
Right?
We all know that.
No,
right?
He's not going to be a robot.
He's going to be the Vision.
Huh?
Right?
What?
He's Vision.
No,
everyone
Coulson
knows that,
is
right?
probably three shorter guys wearing a suit.
Ah.
You say that
and,
about
and
every
And Coulson's
actor.
Disembodied head on top.
Yeah, totally.
He's MODOK.
Nice. He is undead.
I think there's going to be hopefully more flying cars. Okay. That's going to happen.
Do you think eventually the show will just be flying cars?
Oh, man.
Well, let me be honest. I'm starting to miss regular cars.
You know what?
Based on the first episode.
Here's what
you should watch the movie Cars.
I'm more concerned about character beats.
I think all the characters except for Coulson are going to suddenly find themselves in Tahiti, and then they're going to figure out that they're trapped inside Coulson's robot brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a magical place.
I want to see a romance between Sky and the boring guy, who's like the second star.
Ward.
Grant Ward.
Yep.
Agent Grant Ward.
Yeah, who's clearly like supposed to be like a Nathan Fillion type character, but maybe he needs to try a little harder. I think.
Man, you've soured on this over the past.
I like
no,
his,
not soured. I think the performances, I think they're still, it's just the pilot.
I liked his grandma too. Line.
He had a couple good lines, but I feel like he's the kind of guy, he's like a leading man type who doesn't do comedy, say, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so I think he had a hard time with some of that language. But I think the cast is still getting their sort of feet in the world, and I think hopefully they'll grow and be better.
Well, I like that the first episode, like the threat of the first episode was directly tied to Iron Man 3.
Yeah, cool. They dropped
a lot
of refs.
I think going forward that they're going to be continuing with that. So
yeah,
we're
going to
get some gamma radiation. We're going to maybe get some Asgardian artifact. Maybe throw in one of those like lesser known Asgardians. Who knows?
But here's what I would love to happen, and I feel like we actually talked about this on the show before. But Marvel had this Star Wars comic back in the day that dovetailed with the actual movies, and I always thought that was the coolest thing. That when I don't know if it happened
there
when
was a
Empire
rabbit,
came
right?
back, but I know when Return of the Jedi came out. That they went into Return of the Jedi and then came out and everything was different in the comic. And it was super cool. I would love to see that happen. How cool would it be Thor 2 comes out and we see an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what they're doing during Thor 2.
I think that would be great, and I bet they will do that.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, and this I is thought, really like commercials for the movie.
Would that not
I mean,
be
they're just plugging the stuff that's on Netflix
unprecedented
right now.
In the entertainment industry.
I think so,
there has not really been such cohesion between film and TV before.
Yeah.
Although, if they had put that Dark Tower series, if they greenlit
that. Well, apparently they're still working on that.
What?
That's what Ron
said?
Howard
Ron
said.
Howard said
Ron
that?
Howard said.
Yeah.
In some of his press junket stuff from Rush, the race car movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did anyone see that?
No.
That's
no.
a race car movie?
No, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Now, before we go, you guys, think about what your favorite of those questions were.
Okay.
Okay, because this section is brought to you by Tours for Fun, which gives you superhero tours of New York City, takes you around, shows you the awesome sights from Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, the Roger Corman Fantastic Four, any possible Fantastic Four. Yeah, probably.
Even though that was mostly took place in the Clay universe.
There's going to be a crossover, I think, between the Clay universe and the superhero universe. So you're going to win two free tickets to that. What was your favorite question?
I like the Captain Marvel question because I'm the only one who knew the answer.
Cool. Raise your hand and ask that. You, sir, are going to get two tickets for Tours for Fun. See us after the show. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you both. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. We are going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah, we do. And this is my favorite section.
It's my favorite section now. All right. So first thing to talk about. What?
Nothing, go.
Oh, okay. I thought you were pointing something out, but you were just pointing at my iPad.
Yep.
So first thing, I got to see the first two episodes of The Walking Dead.
You son of a bitch.
Season four.
Blech.
Yeah, sorry.
Well?
Oh, cool. What do we talk about then? Hey, Alex, your life's going really well.
Things are going real good for me, so I just wanted to boast to you guys. No, I got to see the first two episodes of Walking Dead Season 4. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys or ruin anything, but I thought the first episode was really good.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's great. I don't know. So, a lot of zombies? There are zombies in it and people.
Well, let me ask you, though. Not just zombie-focused episode?
Nope. Oh,
I love episodes with wandering.
What about episode two? You're being specific.
Episode two was okay. But episode one is written by Scott Gimple, who's taken over as showrunner.
Uh-huh.
And I think what he has shown in pretty much every episode he's written so far is he's the only person on that writing staff who really gets how an episode of television works.
Ah.
And that first episode has a lot of really strong, very clear themes.
So you hate episode two?
No, it's okay.
Don't try to read between the
lines. There's some cool stuff in episode two.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. And the overarching things that they're setting up for the season, I think, are pretty good, and I'm excited to see how they turn out.
You got to trust the Gimple.
I mean, how?
You got to have those setup episodes because then that makes the payoff all the more sweet.
Right where the last season left off, was there a time gap?
No, there's a time gap.
There is.
20 minutes. It's like 20 minutes later, and the characters are like, oh, "What happened?"
They've been standing there perfectly still for 20 minutes.
Wow,
guys, stay still, stay still. The new season hasn't started yet.
I don't know how long down the road. I think it's a couple of months down the road.
Okay.
Yeah,
but there is a time.
So there is a little bit of a time gap. You get to see a lot of characters, I think, step up in a way that you did not get to see them do.
The baby kills
a ton of zombies.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of things from the comic book that we haven't gotten to see yet that do show up in this issue, which
is a little issue in this episode.
Wow. And there is a kick-ass action sequence with Daryl.
The character Kick-Ass?
That's a crazy crossover. He's a zombie. with Daryl, and I am going to be shocked if this scene with Daryl isn't turned into a statue by McFarlane Toys, like, immediately.
Ooh.
That's all. I know that's the geekiest possible thing I can.
Let me put my glasses down for this one.
Oh, my God.
Geeky.
Anyway, it's good. I don't know. You're going to watch it anyway, so I guess watch it.
No, we do what we want. We do what we want.
Cool. So check that out when that's
Michonne is back, right?
No, she's dead between seasons.
Seriously, Pete, what are some of your favorite parts
that are no longer in the show? We can find out.
No, but she's back.
No, Michonne's here. She kicks ass.
Awesome.
And the third
she also does at least two things you would not expect Michonne to do.
Oh, I bet she kisses somebody.
She's reading.
What?
She's just sitting there reading a book and doesn't touch her sword for like a whole episode. That's that's what I would not expect her to
All right.
do.
Well, I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
You have a weird taste.
Yep. And there's a guy with your glasses in the first episode.
I hope he dies a gruesome death.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Come on. These are vintage.
Whatever happens to him, his fate is your fate.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
Another little bit of news to talk about. Let's talk about a news story. So we've been talking about the Star Wars movie a lot.
We do.
First kind of semi-official confirmation of anything about the movie, I think, at this point. I don't remember how to pronounce her name, but Saoirse Ronan?
Saoirse?
Saoirse?
Saoirse.
Hershey?
I believe Sorsha.
Hershey?
Sorsha.
I'm basing my pronunciation on the movie Willow.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's Sorsha.
Sorsha?
I don't know.
It might be. Do you remember we met her?
Yep.
And she told us how to pronounce her name. Now I don't remember.
And you forgot.
She also held my hand for a solid minute and was like, I know you. How do I know you?
She's cool.
You're just, yeah, she's got one cool of those dude. Faces.
Anyway, she actually read for Star Wars.
Nice.
There's been a lot of rumors that she might be playing the lead female part in Star Wars. And it turns out she actually read for it. So what do you guys think? Is she right for the new Star Wars movie?
Yes, I think she's very cool. And, well, we don't know what the character is.
Yeah, right.
And just because you read for something doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't?
That's the let me talk to you guys about the acting business. So you audition.
Right.
They don't, like, they don't audition just
you get something.
They don't just audition one person for each role. They audition hundreds, sometimes.
But
thousands?
You,
and sometimes even after you get the part, you still don't make
the
movie.
Well, take it away.
When you go in, you are that person.
Right.
Yeah, you're in character.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll spend days walking around. When I'm auditioning for like a commercial, I'll spend days walking around as like an annoying jerk.
And then
I'll go in and read the part.
I get it now.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you're my competition for that role.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
he's
what do you
got
guys
it
think?
Down. You're not going to
do you have
that.
Any picks for the new Star Wars movie? If you had your whoever you want could be in the new Star Wars, who would it be?
To be
anyone I want?
Except for you.
Except, oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't pick me anyway.
Why not?
I would pick Bugs Bunny.
Stop it.
What?
Sort of a Space Jam.
Wait. No, he Star would Wars. Be playing a character. No, he wouldn't be playing Bugs Bunny.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Like when he dresses up like a girl.
Yeah, he might be like a girl bounty hunter.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Are we saying that she might be cast as perhaps an offspring of some characters we already know?
Why are you being cagey about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Nobody knows anything about this movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make something out of nothing, you guys.
I know.
What about, like, De Niro? How about De Niro in a Star Wars film?
Oh, yeah, and he could be like, yeah, I'm mob boss, but I'm in protection, but I'm being funny about it.
I'm a hut.
Yeah, he'd be like, analyze this.
I'd love to see, like, Danny Trejo in there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Michelle. As, like, a young Princess Leia or something like that?
Yeah.
Huge range on Danny Trejo.
He's an incredible actor.
Huge what?
Yeah.
We got to get Trejo. Yeah.
Got to get Trejo. And that's it for the Week of Geek.
Yeah.
Pete being very reserved this show. But it's his time to shine.
Yeah, it
in
is.
In my favorite section, trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
And how everything's your favorite. Guys, this is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free. Who would like $25 free? A simple raising of the hand. I'm looking at the new people. Maybe $25 richer. Yes, you. First stand up. Come on up.
Yeah,
get yourself $25 free.
Here you go.
What is your name?
Carrie Timoney.
Carrie. Audience, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, wife.
Hi.
So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question. You listen to all three possible answers. Get all three questions right. And then you win $25 in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because, I mean, let's face it. If you had $25, you would go to a comic book shop. All right, here we go. So all you had to do is read every comic that came out this week. So you will know all these questions. Okay. Here we go. Thank you, Boothman. In the trial of Punisher number 1, we see the Punisher blank. Is it A, turn himself in, B, report for jury duty, or is it C, try to explain Frankencastle? So it's either A, turn himself in, or it's B, report for jury duty.
I think I'm going to go with A.
A is correct.
Woo!
Nice job. All right, here we go.
I read that.
And Gambit number 17, the series comes to an end. It's kind of sad. Gambit is trapped in a blank. Is it A, a dungeon, B, a prison, or is it C, a huge gambling debt? So it's either A, a dungeon, or B.
B.
Yes. You must be psychic. Because I am not giving this away at all. Okay, here we go. Final question. In the itty-bitty Hellboy number 2,
which is a fantastic comic, by the way. Hellboy teams up with who on a camping trip? Is it A, BPRD, B, Rasputin, or is it C, Ron Perlman? So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or it's B, Rasputin.
I'm going to go with A.
A is correct. $25 free. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. Woo. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Savage Wolverine number 9.
Oh.
It is drawn and written by Jacques, and I am looking forward to that very much.
You love Jacques.
Justin, what about you?
I thought Pete was going to have a comment on that. I'm looking forward to Trillium number 3 from Vertigo. It's a really fun, weird series. It's the last love story of all time, I believe it's called.
Jeff Lemire.
Jeff Lemire, written and drawn by. And it takes place in the far future and sort of the couple hundred years ago, but two people who meet in some sort of time swap and they become kissy.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to Phantom X-Max number 1 is coming out from Marvel Comics. If that really is a totally extreme Phantom X book, I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Great character. Strange choice to see, but I'm psyched to see it.
There we go. Cool. What about you guys? What are you looking forward to?
I think there's a new Fables trade coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fables is one of the few comics my wife and I can agree on.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Do you guys read it to each other?
How did you know that?
man.
Just the way you guys locked eyes right then was wonderful. And by the way, did she say you could stay after and watch S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Because she did.
Can you please? She did.
Okay, good. A gift card to get.
Okay, yeah, great. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
can he sleep over?
Can we sleep over, wife?
We already bought so many snacks.
I didn't bring any snacks.
We're going to stay up all night and play Nintendo.
Yeah, let's do a whole season of Tecmo Bowl. Let's do a whole season of Tecmo Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the all-new X-Men. I think it's been really cool, both story and art-wise.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it has been amazing.
The battle for the Atom.
Yeah, and plug some stuff, guys. Watch people check out.
Plug it.
You should totally check out Detectobot on Comixology as well as Goblin Hood on Comixology. And be sure to stop by twincomics.com. And
stop by. It's right around the corner.
It's right there.
Swing
you can
by.
Stay as long
there's
as you
some
like.
Typing involved.
Like I said, follow that hyperlink. Open up your computer.
And go look at my Monster Pinup Girls and my Tumblr blog.
Awesome. Cool. Guys, before we go, next week on the show, Joshua Williamson, writer of Ghosted, and Josh Fialkov, author of a ton of stuff from Marvel and other places, are both going to be on the show.
Nice.
So we're going to see who is the more powerful Josh when we make the fight.
Josh versus Josh in our New York Comic-Con.
Everybody wins.
It's going to be New York Comic-Con week. So
we have a table there, too, so we should plug that. We're going to be at New York Comic Con. Come see our table.
And we're going to split a table with Matthew Petz, who's in the audience today.
Petz.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There we go.
Drinking wine.
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live and track down our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Special episode that we're going to tape in mere moments.
Yep. Also check us out at comicbookclublive.com and Nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank the Timothy Brothers.
Yeah, Timothy Brothers.
We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tomer Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Riley Trahan. Specific shout out to Iman Bell, who did some amazing coverage from DICE over in Ireland this past weekend.
Yeah, very cool.
You can
cool.
check that out on our Tumblr. He did a bunch of cool interviews there, so take a look at that.
Awesome.
Also, thank you to Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Everybody here at Fontana's, but most of all, you guys were here every 7 p.m.
We were here every 7 p.m. In the world.
Every time
calm
there's
down.
A 7 p.m.
Just
we're
every other
here.
Day, we don't have mics. We still
Tuesdays,
talk.
Tuesdays, free New York. Be there. Good night.
Thanks, everybody.